The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Folks, welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show. Ladies and gentlemen, we ask you now to count down from 10, silently if you don't mind, and when you get to 1, you'll hear one of the greatest voices on this or any other planet. 3, 2, 1, Eric Metaxas!
Hey there, folks. Welcome to Hour 2. In case you didn't know, I was in Montana. Can't you tell? I'm in Montana, and I get to talk to my friend, Albin Sadar, who is not in Montana. Albin, welcome back.
Thank you, Eric. It's great to be back. I wish I were in Montana. I always wanted to go to Montana, one of the states. I still have 48 states to go to, and that's one of them. So,
you do not have 48 states to go. Now, you cut that out. You've been to a lot of states.
Yes.
But this is the second time I've been in Montana. I was in Billings, Montana, I guess a couple years ago. I am now in Great Falls, Montana. Tonight, I'm speaking at a banquet for Foothills Christian School in this very hotel. But I'll be back in May to Montana. I'm going to be in Kalispell, Montana. Anybody wants to know where I'm going to be, you can go to my schedule at ericmetaxas.com. But I can't believe I get to come back to Montana. It's beautiful up here. But Albin, you and I have to talk about the lunacy of what President Biden did.
Yeah.
You know, I guess I pretty much knew he was evil, but he wanted me to really, really know it, to have more evidence. What he did is just, it's so sick. So I can just blather on, but what are your thoughts?
Well, I have a brand new article up, and it's kind of funny because it was first posted at The Blaze, theblaze.com, called Maybe We Should All Just Agree That There Is No God. And that came out a week ago today, basically. And then after the shenanigans from this weekend with Joe Biden and the declaring the transgender movement, if you will, more holy, if you will, again, than the risen Savior on Easter Sunday, the article became even more specific, and so the stream.org now has the article. Maybe we should all just agree that there is no God, and I talk about in there, and I added something to it, how if there's no God, well then why shouldn't we worship the transgender people on a day that we call Easter Sunday, where the God of the universe, the Son of God, rose from the dead. Well, what is more important? Well, if there's no God, then whatever you want to make more important is more important. And in my new book, Obvious, which I suggest everyone get a copy of, the first
is the title actually with, obvious?
It's obvious that you should get it, yes. But the first thing I deal with is the existence of God, and how, in a sense, that is the most obvious thing, because God is always trying to show himself to us. He's always trying to love us. He's always trying to bless us. And so, in fact, on that Easter Sunday morning, it is the most crucial day in all of human history. The proof that there is a God and that there's life after death was the risen Savior, Jesus Christ. And yet somehow this government has said, no, let's put that aside. Let's not talk about that. We need visibility for people that a guy in a dress saying that he's a woman. I mean, that's real. That's something that transcends even God.
Because, Albin, they've been hiding in the shadows. We need to invite them to come out of the shadows to be visible. No, this is, look, this is offensive on so many levels that it's hard to know where to begin. First of all, let's start with the term day of visibility. What a loaded, crappy, offensive, ridiculous term, day of visibility. It's kind of like when Al Sharpton would have, we're going to have a day of outrage. We're going to shut down the bridge. A day of outrage. These are made up, insane terms, really designed to subvert language, to subvert clear thinking. Day of visibility is just a cliche. It's meant to imply something that is not true, that trans people are hiding in the shadows. They need to be more visible. It's all I see everywhere I look are, you know, articles about trans people. So yeah, the whole thing is just, it's kind of offensive to me. Well, on top of it, it strikes me that, you know, I don't even believe in there is such a thing as a trans person. This is some crazy term that was invented 10 minutes ago. We've all got to be on board with the term. There are trans people among. It's just completely meaningless. If you want to wear a dress in America, you know, you can get away with that in most parts of the country, if not all parts of the country. Why do we need to talk about it? Like, you wear what you want to wear. But no, it goes way deeper than that.
Yeah, well, that's a funny thing, because I quote in my book, Obvious, is from my first book, Slycraft's Catalog of Stuff. And from there, one of our slogans for the company, Slycraft, was, we solve problems that don't exist with solutions that don't work. And that is what, that's what the left is doing. And I wrote that back in 1983, and it applies
It's very funny. Now, your Slycraft catalog, I don't know if that's available, but I have a copy because you gave me one, but it's very funny. And so you're creating all these insane products, but your slogan, say it again, because it's perfect.
We solve problems that don't exist with solutions that don't work. And that's exactly what the left does. They just come up with something and said, this is a problem. Climate change is a great one. In fact, in this new article, maybe we should all just agree that there is no God. I talk about the fact that they call it climate change. When I was growing up, it was called winter, spring, summer, and fall. That was climate
changed every season. It's crazy. We've got to put a stop to it.
Nuts.
Yeah. Well, so, yeah.
But the other thing I talk about in this article, and this to me is key, because a friend of mine said, like, well, this article, it's too big. It covers too much ground. It's about the existence of God. You just spend a thousand words on it. It's too big. It's a big kettle of fish. But it's the Occam's razor of Occam's razor. You know, the simplest solution is probably the right one. And when there's a God out there who comes back from the dead, well documented, folks, well, that probably means there is a God. If Jesus says, I'm God, and then he dies and says, I'm dying for your sins, so I can take away your sins. And remember, every one of us has sinned. You might think, if I sin, it's not really that bad, or I didn't intend to. But God died for our sins, the most heinous to the lighthearted ones, if you will. And then he proves it. He proves it on a day of visibility called Easter Sunday. That's what's visible, the resurrected Lord.
We have to go back to this idea that, again, you know, it's so fascinating to me, because I put out some stuff on Twitter. And by the way, if anybody wants to follow me on Twitter, Eric Metaxas is my handle. It's my CB handle, Eric Metaxas. And I put some stuff on Twitter, and the response is, you know, most people agree, but there are people that say, well, no, the day of transgender visibility has always been March 31st, blah, 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 blah. And, you know, first of all, who cares? I don't care. But you got a couple of problems. Number one, when a president gets behind pushing the transgender day of visibility, or whatever it's called, I have a problem with that, because our government is not supposed to put its thumb on the scales when it comes to these big questions. They're supposed to be agnostic. What they're doing is really fundamentally anti-Christian, anti-Jewish, anti-Muslim. If you're a person of any of those three faiths, you don't believe in this crazy idea that there are more than two sexes. So here you have the government pushing this idea. So whatever day they do it on, they have no business doing it. And they're doing it. This is, of course, Obama, Biden. This is what they do. They have no business doing this, but they're pushing this. But to do it, to issue a proclamation that on the holiest day of the year, on Easter Sunday, that this is going to be known as the Trans Day of Visibility.
Yeah. And keep in mind,
it's so offensive that it blew my mind. I thought, you want to talk about crossing a line? A line has been crossed, ladies and gentlemen, by this administration. It's a sick thing.
Yeah, and it's going to next year it'll be a week, and the year after that it'll be a month of trans.
Yeah, we need to have a trans season, maybe winter. We'll be right back. I'm talking to Al Bin Sadar. Don't forget to go to ericmetaxas.com, sign up for the newsletter. Thank you. For 10 years, Patriot Mobile has been America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. And when I say only, trust me, they're the only one. Glenn and the team have been great supporters of this show, which is why I am proud to partner with them. Patriot Mobile offers dependable nationwide coverage, giving you the ability to access all three major networks, which means you get the same coverage you've been accustomed to without funding the left. When you switch to Patriot Mobile, you're sending the message that you support free speech, religious freedom, the sanctity of life, Second Amendment, and our military, veterans, and first responder heroes. Their 100% U.S.-based customer service team makes switching easy. Keep your number, keep your phone, or upgrade. Their team will help you find the best plan for your needs. Just go to patriotmobile.com/Metaxas, patriotmobile.com/Metaxas, or call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Get free activation when you use the offer code Metaxas. Join me. Make the switch today. That's patriotmobile.com/Metaxas. Legacy Precious Metals has a revolutionary new online platform that allows you to invest in real gold and silver online. In a few easy steps, you can open an account online, select your metals of choice, and choose to have them stored in a vault or shipped to your door. You have access to a dashboard where you can track your portfolio growth in real time, anytime. You'll see transparent pricing on each coin and bar. This puts you in complete control of your money. The platform is free to sign up for. Visit legacypminvestments.com and open your account and see this new investing platform for yourself. Gold hedges against inflation and against a volatile stock market. A true diversified portfolio isn't just more stocks and bonds, but different asset classes. This new platform allows you to make investments in gold and silver, no matter how small or large, with a few clicks. Visit legacypminvestments.com to get started. You're going to love this free new tool they've added, legacypminvestments.com, legacypminvestments.com. Check it out. Welcome back, folks. I want to remind you, today only, literally today only, we are offering Socrates Plus. If you haven't signed up yet for Socrates Plus, today only, literally today only, it's 50% off if you use the code He is Risen. Just one word, He is Risen, one word, He is Risen. 50% off today, Socrates Plus. If you want to sign up, and part of the reason we're putting it out there today is because this Friday, April 5th, we're doing a Socrates in the City in Charleston, South Carolina, with Mark Helprin, I think our greatest living writer. I will be interviewing him. That's this week, April 5th, Friday evening. And you can watch it live. It will be live if you are signed up for Socrates Plus. If you're not signed up for Socrates Plus, you can't watch the live stream. You have to be a member of Socrates Plus. So today only, the live stream is 50% off if you use the code He is Risen. One word, He is Risen. That's today only. Also on April 6th, which is obviously, what is that, Saturday, we're filming two Socrates in the Studios. You can also watch those. Those will also be live streamed. That's, again, April 5th, the evening, Socrates in the City. April 6th, the morning, Socrates in the Studio. Two additional sessions with Mark Helprin. Trust me, we will not run out of stuff to talk about. You have to sign up for Socrates Plus, and today only, literally today only, that's Tuesday, April 2nd, He is Risen is the code, 50% off, He is Risen. Speaking of He is Risen, Albin,
yeah.
did you have a happy Resurrection Day on Sunday?
We did. Ann and I did. We actually made a nice big pork roast. How do you like that? we transitioned.
Yeah, that ain't kosher.
We transitioned it from raw to roasted. So there was our transition.
Wow.
Wow.
That was, man.
Yeah, that was our celebration, by the way.
Transitioned from raw to roasted.
Yeah.
And the thing is that we need to bring visibility, folks. This is a serious thing. We need to bring visibility to all these transitions.
Visibility back to roasted meats. Now, just so you know, from my article, which is up at thestream.org right now, maybe we should all just agree that there is no God. I have a quote from Blaise Pascal, who you had over for dinner, by the way. No, Blaise said that inside all of us, there is a God-shaped vacuum. So in other words, and that's what my article is all about, there's something that's going to be your God. Now, for the Democrats in the White House right now, it's the trans folks. They are the ones to be exalted on Easter Sunday. And to us who know the truth about the risen Savior, we exalt and we celebrate that. And what I'm trying to say in the article is that there is a God you're going to follow. And I give examples about the best God. Let's just say there was no God. If there was no God, the best God to follow that doesn't exist would be the God of the Bible, because that's where we get our love, love thy neighbor as yourself. That's where we get how to treat other people. That's where we get our laws and regulations. That's where we get like, well, you know what, rape is wrong, or murder is wrong, or lying or stealing is wrong. Now, a lot of people don't seem to know that, or they seem to think, and you had said this once, very wise thing, and I also have this quote in my book, Obvious, and by the way, Eric wrote the foreword, so it must be a pretty good book, but I have a quote in there from you where you said, it seems like in this season with Biden and all that, and with Trump, especially with Trump coming onto the scene, that we were now given the permission to hate. It's okay to hate. Hate is actually a virtue as long as you hate Trump and those who support him. And then from hate, it came like, it's okay to lie. It's okay to cheat. It's okay to steal, like in stealing an election. And the fourth part of my book is all about stealing an election. But all that good stuff. And by the way, my book, Obvious, is what it is uplifting ultimately, because I have cartoons, I have short little stories, I have little blurbs, I have raised quotes, I have great Bible quotes and things like that in there. But the thing about it is it actually makes you feel good, because you start to say, like, I'm not the only one that sees the obvious.
That's the key. See, this is the key. This is the key. And that's why you're a joyful person. We need to maintain our joy in the midst of the madness, that, yes, what you see happening around you is not just wrong, it's crazy. And you need to know that it's crazy. And I think that unless people know that, and again, if you believe the Bible is the word of God, that it's eternal truth, unless you believe that, you're going to start questioning everything. And that's kind of what's happening in the culture, which is why we have to return to the Bible. We have to return to faith. Ladies and gentlemen, God is the only answer to all of these problems. God is the answer to all of these problems. And when you know God, there's a joy amidst the darkness and the difficulty. And that's very important, because I see a lot of people, you know, if you're conservative without believing in Jesus, I think you can get very frustrated and angry. And I think there are moments of that, but we have to catch ourselves. We have to say, wait a minute, praise God. The scripture says to thank God in all circumstances, to praise him, to pray without ceasing. We're supposed to maintain our peace and our joy in him. We're supposed to look at God in the midst of the madness. And I think that's very important, that we encourage each other, that you're not the only one that sees the lunacy, folks. There are tons of others, and we need to link arms and, you know, help each other to see that, no, we're not crazy. They're crazy. Yeah. And we need to pray for them and fight against mandating craziness, you know, across the land.
Yeah. And I love the fact that you were retweeting Sean Foyts. Sean Foyts had some powerful pushback on that. And what's best about Sean Foyt, he's got that We Will Worship campaign, or what it's called. He had that the movie Super Spreader, where he had people out worshiping Jesus during the whole COVID fiasco. And nobody got COVID, even though nobody had masks. Everybody was singing in each other's faces, praising God. And so Sean Foyt, who's also on the front lines, like you're on the front lines, like Greg Laurie's on the front line, like Greg Locke is, and all these people that are taking the slings and the arrows, we can look at you guys and say, like, look, these guys are out there. They're fighting back. They're pushing back. In my own small world, I'm going to push back. And by the way, in my book, I have several chapters that will actually encourage you. And one I just remembered is called Who Died and Made You Boss? And in this chapter, I talk about when I was a kid growing up and we were playing a game on the you know, whatever it was, baseball, football. We didn't play soccer back then. OK, that wasn't invented in my day in this country anyway. But we
it was one of those weird European sports like curling. We rejected it. But of course, yes, that along with the metric system that has come to our shores.
That's right. But back then, if somebody changed the rules in the middle of the game, we would always say the thing, who died and made you boss? And that's what happened here. They've kind of like, they think they've killed God or said there is no God. And so to replace him, they're God. So they're telling you, today's the day we celebrate trans, which is something we invented, but we're going to celebrate it. It doesn't exist. A guy putting on a dress is not a woman. But we're going to celebrate that. And you're going to celebrate with us or shut up, right?
Well, see, I was going to say, you know, a couple of things. First of all, we need to know that what we believe is true. And so when the experts say, most of the experts are insane and wrong. And so whenever they say experts say, it's this kind of elite class that are effectively saying, well, we're the boss now, and we're going to tell you that there are 50 genders. And I, you know, I agree with you. You want to say, excuse me, no. First of all, the Bible and all of reality says that that's not true. There are two sexes. If you want to be kind of like, you know, loony and you want to say, I am something else, I am this, other, you know, it's a free country. You can say you're Adolf Hitler, you're Napoleon Bonaparte. You know, you can do that. Go ahead, but don't expect me to agree with you because according to what I see with my own eyes, you're not Adolf Hitler. You're not Napoleon Bonaparte. You're just, you know, you're you. Well, let me say this before we go to the break and then we'll come back with a final segment. But what I was going to say that these self-proclaimed experts are suddenly telling us insane things. And we need to have the confidence to say, excuse me, no, you don't get to decide 10 minutes ago that they're more than two sexes. Now you're calling them genders. It's just kind of crazy. And most of us know it's crazy. Most of us know a rooster cannot lay an egg. A man cannot lactate and give birth. This is just crazy stuff. So can a woman do that? Yeah, a woman, you know, can take hormones and grow a beard, pretend she's a man and get pregnant and give birth. She's still a woman. So this craziness, we've got to push back hard. We'll be right back. We're talking to Albin Sadar.
Dare to challenge the status quo with the movie The Real RFK Jr. Watch it for free for a limited time now at therfkmovie.com. The Real RFK Jr. movie is based on the in-depth biography by New York Times bestselling author Dick Russell, brought to life by award-winning filmmaker Jeff Hayes. Explore the highs and lows of a life dedicated to making a difference. Witness the fearless advocacy of Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Don't miss your chance to watch the untold story of a modern-day hero free for a limited time at therfkmovie.com. For a limited time, watch The Real RFK Jr. movie free at therfkmovie.com, rfkmovie.com. Portions of The Eric Metaxas Show are brought to you in part by Jeff Hayes Films and The Real RFK Jr. movie. To be clear, the website is rfkmovie.com, rfkmovie.com. From small family farms to your dining table, Moink gives you access to the freshest, sustainably sourced meat and fish, all while supporting American family farms. You can help save the family farm and get access to the highest quality meat on earth when you join the Moink movement today. I am part of the Moink movement. I eat their fish and their meat. It is fantastic. Grass-fed, grass-finished beef and lamb, pastured pork and chicken, sustainable, wild-caught Alaskan salmon straight to your door. It is really great. I just had it the other night. Fantastic. We want to encourage you to keep American farming going by signing up at moinkbox.com/Eric right now. That's M-O-I-N-K, Moink, moinkbox.com/Eric. Listeners to this show get two free steaks in your first box. It's the best steak you'll ever taste. But for a limited time, spelled M-O-I-N-K, moinkbox.com/Eric. That's moinkbox.com/Eric, moinkbox.com/Eric. Hey, this is Eric Metaxas. For years, I've told you about Nutramedics, a professional supplement brand trusted by doctors since 1993. Nutramedics offers a variety of health bundles. Whether you want to support your immune system, improve your sleep, promote joint comfort, or detoxification support, Nutramedics has a health bundle right for you. The best part about Nutramedics, every year they donate a minimum of 50% of their profits to Christian charities and missions. That's right, 50% of their profits. Nutramedics has a goal of surpassing $100 million in giving by 2030. Many of you take supplements already. Switch to Nutramedics. It's the highest quality, and they donate 50% of their profits. Get 15% off by using the code ERIC during checkout. Go to Nutramedics.com and search health bundles. Support your health while helping others in need. Go to Nutramedics. That's Nutramedics.com. Nutramedics.com. Use the code ERIC for 15% off. Again, Nutramedics, Nutramedics.com. Nutramedics.com. Use the code ERIC for 15% off.
Folks, welcome back. I want to remind you today only today, April 2nd, Tuesday, you can get 50% off Socrates Plus. Today only, 50% off if you use the code He is Risen. One word, He is Risen. Alban,
yeah.
We're talking about, you know, you wrote this article that's now at stream.org. about the existence of God, and that really sums it up, doesn't it? And I'm here in Montana, and I spoke this morning to a chapel of K through 12, which, by the way, is very tough to talk to K through 12. I don't think the kindergartners got most of the apologetics lesson that I was trying to give to them. But the evidence for God is so astonishing, and yeah. You were mentioning your book, Obvious. My book is Atheism Dead. The evidence for God that I put in that book is so overwhelming. I want to say to people, folks, now is the time to know this, to know that the evidence for God is utterly overwhelming. There's no discussion. You want to argue about details. You want to argue about, was Jesus God? We can have that conversation. But you want to talk about whether atheism is an idea? It is dead. Intellectually, it is dead. And the evidence just from science, from archaeology that I put in my book is Atheism Dead. Honestly, It'll blow your mind. I still cannot get over the fact that most people don't know what I put in the book. This is evidence for God that's overwhelming. Everybody should know this, but especially as things are going crazy and these experts are telling us the loony stuff that they're telling us, we need to know what we believe. Now is the time. So I exhort you folks to take that seriously.
Now, I had a quote from my first book, Slycraft's Catalog of Stuff. I quoted that earlier. But from my children's book series, Hamster Homes, I might as well hold that one up, too. Hamster Homes, one of the big quotes in that one is from the hamster detective. He says, things are not always what they seem. So that's something that Christians have to remember, especially Christians, because there's so much smoke and mirrors going on out there right now. But here's something else I think that Christians are hedging their bets on. They say, yeah, I know that there's a God, and I'll deal with him after I die, okay? But right now, I have to deal with humans. I have to deal with people. I have to deal with my Democrat friends. So I think I'll kind of go along with what they're saying. I'll keep my mouth shut so that I don't have to, you know, deal with them right now. And then when I die, I'll deal with God and what he has for me, you know, that sort of thing. We got to deal with these things now, folks.
One of the ways of dealing with it, and this is often what I do, is I don't talk about these things with people who disagree. I don't want to get in an argument. In other words, if somebody's really interested in having a real conversation, I'm very happy to talk about what I know and or at least what I'm thinking or what I believe. But if somebody is not interested in the truth, if they are fixed in their position, you know, you can be friends with them and you can talk about the sports or the weather, but you don't need to argue with everybody. I think sometimes people believe, like, I've got to argue, I've got to convince everybody. A lot of times you can't, folks. Yeah. A lot of times it could be your own kid that they're just in a place, and you just have to be loving. And sometimes arguing can push them farther away. You have to have discernment from God about when to talk about something.
And it's like a Luke 15:17a situation. When he came to his senses, That was the prodigal son. It's like when Paul fell off the horse or was zapped off the horse. He came to his senses. Some people, you can't bring them to their senses. They have to come to it either by an act of God or by circumstances within themselves, which is also an act of God,
right?
Because God moves in our spirits. So you can pray for them. You can. And you can love them because we're supposed to speak the truth in love. So we don't have to add fuel to the fire here, but just be a loving person and say, like, I disagree, but maybe you can consider this way of thinking of things. Maybe you could just be nice about it. Because it's hard, though. It's hard when people are saying crazy things like, hey, that guy down the street, he's in a dress and I address him as Mrs. This and Mrs. That. It's like, that's kind of loony. You know, it's tough.
I think we have to be increasingly vocal about the craziness of the trans agenda. Folks, it's crazy stuff. So you got to feel sorry for people that are that confused. And, you know, if you feel like praying for them, I would pray for them, because these are many deeply, deeply, deeply troubled people. And my heart breaks. I mean, imagine, you have to try to imagine, what would it be like to be confused on that kind of a question? That would be tough.
Yeah.
And so we do have to have mercy and grace for these folks. But I also think we have to be very clear that a man cannot become a woman.
Yeah.
A woman cannot become a man. And to try to force me to say that they can, I'm not going to. I believe in what the Bible says. I believe in what my own eyes tell me. And it seems obvious to me that that cannot happen. And so this pressure to conform, we have to stand firmly against it.
Yeah, it almost seems like if you can't admit that there are two sexes, and in my book, I have a little chapter called There Are Two Sexes, not There Are Only Two Sexes, because that kind of leaves a little wiggle room there, folks. But if you can't admit to that, then you will accept all kinds of crazy things and say, yeah, I guess I could admit to that. I've already admitted to the fact that there are like 42 sexes. So I guess anything, heaven knows, anything goes, right?
Well, I actually think, you know, to bring this back, this is a war on reality, which is a war on God. That's what is happening right now. You're seeing various forces that are, you know, some of them are culturally Marxist, some of them are globalist, some of them are satanic, some of them just hate Christians, some of them just hate their parents, and that's what their parents believe. But the point is that it is a war on reality. It's like somebody forcing you to say 1 + 1 = 2. You need to say, no, I'm sorry, it does equal two. You can do what you want, say what you want, but I believe what is true. And we're being increasingly told to believe lies, to speak lies, not to speak against these lies. And I think we have an obligation to speak against things that are not true. Okay, we're out of time. Alvin, God bless you. Folks, stick around. You might have heard Mike Lindell and MyPillow no longer have the support of their box stores or shopping channels the way they used to. Yes, it's because of cancel culture, but as a result, they get to pass the savings on to you directly by having a $25 extravaganza. When Mike started MyPillow, it was just a one-product company. With the help of his dedicated employees, they now have hundreds of products, some you may not even know about. To get the word out, I want to invite my listeners to check out their $25 extravaganza. Two-pack multi-use MyPillows, just $25. MyPillow sandals, $25. There's six-pack towels, just $25. Brand new four-pack dish towels, you guessed it, just $25. For the first time ever, the premium MyPillows with all new Giza fabric, just $25. Orders over $75 will receive free shipping too. The amazing offer will not last long. Go to MyPillow.com, use promo code ERIC, or call 800-978-3057. That's promo code ERIC, 800-978-3057, promo code ERIC, or go to MyPillow.com and use promo code ERIC. Hey there, folks, welcome back. We have a new friend on the Eric Metaxas Show. That is the Americans for Prosperity. If they're Americans for Prosperity, I think you know by definition they are not Americans for Joe Biden. And there's kind of a funny story that goes along with that. So my guest today is Kent Strang with Americans for Prosperity. First of all, Kent, welcome.
Yeah, thank you for having me on today. I really appreciate it.
Well, listen, you guys have done something. I don't know. This is really up my alley. And so I was excited to talk about this when I heard about this, that the website
Bidenomics.com. There's that, folks, there's a website, Bidenomics.com. And you guys at the Americans for Prosperity, tell the story, Kent. This is so great.
Well, right. Well, you would think that with all the millennials and Gen Z folks in the Biden administration who live their life online would, when they coined the phrase Bidenomics to talk about President Biden's failed economic agenda, that they might think about buying the website, too, that's Bidenomics.com. But apparently somebody in the White House missed it.
And they're smoking a lot of weed. These young people are smoking a lot of weed. They're distracted. And you know what happens? That opens a door for people who are not smoking a lot of weed to jump in and to buy the website, Bidenomics.com. Correct me if I'm wrong, but Americans for Prosperity, you bought the website, Bidenomics.com. We're not making this up. You did it.
No. Yeah, we bought the website because, and we thought right before the State of the Union, when President Biden is going to try to push out all the great things that he's done, and we wanted to show the rhetoric versus the reality and give your listeners and the American people an opportunity to say, what is Bidenomics? Are these things true that he says? And be able to have a clear line of facts and figures and testimonials and stories about what Bidenomics is really doing to the American people. And it's not pretty.
Well, so this is the beauty of it, folks, in case you're not tracking. If you go to Bidenomics.com, and you should, you will see not propaganda being put out by the leftist maniacs who are in the White House, but you will see actual facts about the American economy, because the Americans for Prosperity have wisely bought the website Bidenomics.com. So if people go to Bidenomics.com, Kent, what will they find there? What is the fact? What are the facts about this American economy in free fall? And by the way, you don't need to take my word for it. If you buy things in America, you already know. But if you want the actual facts, so you don't think, oh, it's just me, and you go to Bidenomics.com, what will people find there?
Well, I think what you're going to hear are the go-to lines that President Biden uses to describe his economy, and then a very clear articulation of why those things are not true. But in addition to the stats and the facts and the figures that we can throw out to show that, at Americans for Prosperity, we have state chapters all across the country, permanent grassroots infrastructure, where we've been hosting over the last 2 years events highlighting the failures of President Biden's economy. We've been doing discounts at gas stations, at grocery stores, at diners, at coffee shops, because regardless of what the facts and the figures are, people are feeling the pain of this administration and the failed policies of Biden. The average American household right now spends $11,400 more per year just to maintain their lifestyle since Biden took office.
I mean, okay, that's unbelievable, because we're only talking 3 years. 11,000, right. This is the average in America. Folks, if you want like metrics on how bad things are, not just anecdotal, like things are horrible. Yes, they are. But now you want facts. We just got one from Kent Strang at the Americans for Prosperity, and you can read it at Bidenomics.com. More than $11,000 more per family in the last 3 years. That's a staggering figure, I have to say, that for your average American family, that is a staggering figure, and it would lead me to believe that Biden will be crushed in November if we have a fair election and if people go to the polls. When you vote, just vote your pocketbook. There's a million horrible things happening, but just this is staggering stuff. I mean, so what else will we find at Bidenomics.com?
Well, think also about the testimonials, the real people that we run into at these events. And we're talking to retirees who are going back to work. We're talking to single moms who are choosing between gas and groceries. I met a woman named Nikki in Indiana a while back who was a foster mom, and her daughter had passed away. And so she was raising her grandkids. And she said, you know, every week I make a decision of how much gas do I put in my tank to ensure that I have enough to feed my family. People are, especially low income folks and middle income folks and retirees, are really getting crushed by Bidenomics, because again, that $11,400 That's just to maintain your lifestyle. And so Bidenomics is crushing Americans economically. They're feeling it at the gas station, at the grocery store. Everywhere you go, things are more expensive. And this administration wants to blame everyone all the time, except for the big spenders in Congress and Joe Biden's bad policies, for why costs are higher.
Well, this is what's staggering to me. And again, it's why I have such contempt for the Biden administration, is that they actually lie. You know, it's one thing, we've always seen politicians shade the truth or give their point of view or highlight certain things over other things. But this administration is actually lying. Things are very, very bad. Almost all Americans know that. They feel that. They're anxious about it. And you have Joe Biden actually saying with a straight face, things are good. The economy is good. The facts are different. I mean, it's not just what you feel, folks, but you actually look at the facts. It's like, guess what? The facts are dramatically different. Go to Bidenomics.com and you can see what they are. Just a few seconds left in this segment. What are some other metrics that people can find at Bidenomics.com before
sure,
we go?
Sure. To that point of like what the American people are feeling, an Axios article had that 59% of Americans feel angry or anxious when shopping for groceries. And again, we can give all the facts and figures that we want, but the reality is, what do the American people feel? And at Americans for Prosperity, we're talking to them every single day.
Well, it's just amazing to me. I want to just highlight, folks, in case you are tuning in a little later in this segment, Americans for Prosperity bought the website Bidenomics.com. And that's funny for many reasons. One reason is when you go to Bidenomics.com, you're going to be shocked to find truth there, which you wouldn't normally expect at something called Bidenomics.com. The second thing is that the slackers in the Biden administration, they're so pathetic that they allowed Bidenomics.com to be available for people who actually care about the truth to buy it. So if you go to Bidenomics.com, you will find actual facts and figures about the American economy. We'll be back with more with Kent Strang with the Americans for Prosperity. But go to Bidenomics.com in the meantime. Bidenomics.com. Folks, welcome back. I'm talking with our new friends at Americans for Prosperity. Kent Strang is my guest. They have bought the website. This is the headline. They bought the website Bidenomics.com. I find this hilarious because when you go to Bidenomics.com, and I hope you do, and I hope you spread this on the internet in your social media, you will find actual facts, not gaslighting lunatic lies being pushed by the Biden administration so they can get your vote in the fall, but the actual facts of why you feel pain at the gas pump and in the grocery line. Yes, you're not alone. Here are the facts at Bidenomics.com. So, Kent Strang, what are some of the other facts that we can put out there, things that people would find at Bidenomics.com when they go to Bidenomics.com?
Well, the president claims that prices are down. Well, that's not true. Prices are up 18% since he took office.
Wait, and you just mentioned the president is lying? Wow.
He's certainly not being forward with us, right?
Why would he do that? But actually, you're saying that he is saying the opposite of what you know to be true.
Right.
He's saying that. Yeah, technically that's called lying. And I think most people in my audience would say that's wrong. But please keep going.
We mentioned before that Americans pay $11,400 more since President Biden took office. Real wages are down, even though he claims that wages are up. He talks about deficits. There's $2 trillion more in deficit spending. This administration and Biden's allies in Congress have spent $5.5 trillion in new spending. Debt is at $34 trillion. And all the things we need to live and a lifestyle of just meaning of our gas, our groceries, our energy, everything is up across the board. Bidenomics has been a disaster. So tonight, when he tries to tell you about it at the State of the Union address and about how great his economy is, please take a moment, visit Bidenomics.com to fact check what he's saying, share it with your friends, share it online. And we'd love to have you visit the site and learn more about it. The reality of Bidenomics.
Bidenomics.com. But I think what's funny, Kent, is that, you know, if you want evidence of how pathetic the Biden administration is. The very idea that they allowed Bidenomics.com to be hanging out there open so that people who actually believe in American freedom and prosperity could go and buy that website. It says it all. These folks are not just evil. They're incompetent. And I don't know where the lines blur between evil and incompetence, because what they're doing is harming Americans. If you're an American, we've just heard it, and it's at Bidenomics.com, that your average family is spending $11,400 more under Joe Biden. That much more. It's not incremental. $11,400 more since Biden took office to stay in the same place. Where do you get that money from? This is what most Americans are trying to figure out. And we know that, you know, what you're putting at Bidenomics.com, we expected it to be filled with propaganda, but no, it was bought by people who actually believe in the truth and not lying. And so you have all of these facts there that people who are listening, when you go there, you can share these facts, share the website. What are some other metrics that we can find at Bidenomics.com?
Sure. It's going to go through normally his sayings, growing the economy from the bottom up and the middle out. And we're going to dispel that. He talks about wages. We're going to dispel that. He's going to talk about energy. We're going to dispel that. So really, the website is just a fact check of Biden's rhetoric versus what is the reality that Americans are feeling. And also there are testimonials from real Americans who are struggling in this economy that you can watch. There are opportunities to take action and sign up and get more information from Americans for Prosperity. As we tour the country, holding events to hold Biden and his allies in Congress who racked up debt and inflation, we're going to hold them accountable. And Bidenomics is part of that effort.
I love it. Kent Strang with Americans for Prosperity, thank you so much. Folks, check out Bidenomics.com.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never before seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to salemnow.com. Salemnow.com.